Thankful for this meeting tonight because everybody went home. And that's really okay. I look forward to Sunday night Memorial Day meeting because, not because everybody went home. I'm glad that they were here when they were, and I know some have to get back for tomorrow, and that's fine. I don't begrudge them that, and I really didn't puncture anybody's tires. But Sunday evening, no matter where I am back home, it's the same way. Sunday morning is so rushed. You got to get it all in before everybody's roast burns in the oven and they got to get home. Sunday nights, you don't have to go anyplace. We start early enough that we can spend time waiting on the Lord, looking to Him, testifying, singing, worshiping, praising Him, just letting Him have His way and just enjoying Him. Enjoying fellowship with Him and not having to feel, look at the clock now. Who cares about the clock? Well, I care about the clock. I mean, we're not planning to try to make this a watch night service. But you know what I mean. Just enjoy Jesus tonight. Just enjoy fellowship with Him and sitting in His presence and opening your heart to Him and letting Him minister to you and refresh you and strengthen you and change you and help you. And just let Him have His way with you tonight. Whatever the Lord might lay on your heart, maybe in a word of testimony, a song, whatever it might be. This is the Lord's meeting. It's, Lord, now help yourself to us. Here we are. We don't know what you have in store for us, but we know it's good. We know you have a blessing for us. We know that you have a purpose over this meeting that you want to fulfill. And so, Lord, we're going to give ourselves to that goal. Have your way. Have your way. I wonder if we could start by singing, and then I might not say anything the rest of the night, or I may. You may just go right on ahead. But let's let the Lord have His way. But could we sing number, I think it's 102 in the Pilgrim Camp book? Help me to serve Thee more and more. Help me to praise Thee o'er and o'er. Live in Thy presence day by day. Never to turn from Thee away. 102.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, the thank glory you, of your presence, you, Lord. The beauty of your
thank
face.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the glory you, of God. The glory of your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Fill our vision, Lord. Oh, that we might see you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Under your blood, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Jesus, manifest your presence. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wonderful, Lord. We have a song tonight. I believe Brother George, Sister Liz.
Well, my wife is coming. Being Memorial Day, we look back at the years past and thank God for his goodness to us. I am one of those who had the privilege and pleasure of coming to camp for many years. I was never a camper here, but started coming in my 20s, and it's a long time ago. But the Lord has been gracious to us, to my wife and I. We've been coming to Memorial Day weekend ever since our kids were able to start working. I think they might have been raking or doing something, pulling weeds or who knows what. But they were small, and they've loved camp themselves. In fact, our youngest daughter spends most of her summer here with her husband. And we have had the privilege of being under the ministry of some very wonderful people that were mentioned this morning, Brother Gordon Gardner, and Brother Edwin, Brother Eddie, and of course our pastor who last year went to be with the Lord, Brother Gordon Waldvogel. And we've been taught many wonderful things, and we've experienced many wonderful things. And so one of the things on that bookmark, one of the words on that bookmark from Brother Uncle Brother Hans was delight. And this song kind of expresses that idea. See if you see that word or that expression in this song.
Where he may lead me, I will go, for I have learned to trust him so. And I remember 'twas for me that he was slain on Calvary. Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest friend to me, for I remember Calvary. Oh, I delight in his command, love to be led by his dear hand. His divine will is sweet to me, hallowed by blood-stained Calvary. Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest friend to me, for I remember Calvary.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Onward I go, nor doubt nor fear. Happy with Christ, my Savior near, trusting that I someday shall see Jesus, my friend of Calvary. Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest friend to me, for I remember Calvary.
Number 83. in the hymn book.
This afternoon that a man who I don't know personally, but I know his family, some of you might know Arlene Miller and Kenny Miller, the Bieber family, that were for many years friends of camp. Arlene's daughter, Kristen, married a man whose name I don't even know, but he suddenly passed away this afternoon. I would imagine he's in his 40s, I'm guessing, has young children. And I'm not sure he knew the Lord. I don't know. I don't think there's much indication of that. And that's such a sad time. You're singing here about rest beyond the river. You know, I've had funeral services this year. You've probably attended funeral services this year. And it makes all the difference in the world when you know that the one who's gone on has gone up and on, has gone beyond the river, and they're home. They're home. And of course, we don't make the final determination with anyone. That's the Lord's job to do, and He knows. But there are indications, at least, and we're kind of sure with many or some, and we're kind of unsure with many and some. And I wish we could pray tonight for Arlene and her daughter Kristen, and others in the family, the children. I don't know all the children, but I know that they have some at least one or two children. And let's pray that the Lord will help them. I didn't even realize when I first heard, I didn't realize that it happened right across the lake at a summer home that they were up at this weekend. And then people were reminding us, or me, that we heard ambulances. I don't know if you did, but you heard a siren, and it was probably going to that location, I would guess. But Lord Jesus, we want to just bring this family to You. I can't imagine, Lord, losing a child, especially under these circumstances. It's heart-wrenching. But Lord, we thank You that we can appeal to You. Where else can we go? Lord, in a difficult situation, where can Arlene go? Where can Kristen go? But to You. Lord, You are the God of all comfort. And Lord, I'll never understand. I'll never ask why, because I'll never understand. I don't know why. And I don't have to, Lord, but you do. And we just pray, Lord, tonight for your help to be given to this relation, this family, the children that are without their dad now. Lord, how difficult it will be for them. We pray, Lord, for Kristen, that you will help her. And Lord, work in her. God, work in her greatly. Draw her close, close to yourself. Lord, we sang earlier of your presence. Heard it played on the organ. The glory of your presence. Lord, let that glory of the presence of Jesus envelop her. And Arlene, come to Kenny, Lord. Lord, speak to Kenny. Dear Lord, and draw him. We just pray, Father, for your name to be glorified. And you've been known, Lord, in terrible situations, in difficult times, to work in hearts and souls. Perhaps there's no other way to get to these people, to get to some of them. But Lord, we just pray. We just pray that you will overrule and undertake and somehow get glory to your name. Oh, Lord, and help every one of us to have that assurance. Lord, have no doubts, no doubts because of the cross, not because it's something we wear around our neck, something that's in the front of our church, but Lord, because it's precious to us. It's where you died for our sins. It's where you purchased our salvation. God forbid that we should glory except in the cross of Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to us. It has no attraction, the things of the world, the ways of the world, the customs of the world. Lord, no attractions to us. Lord, somehow or other, they've lost all their charm and all the pull. They're dead to us, and we're dead to the world. And we thank you that it can be that way, Lord. Make it more so in every one of our lives. Lord, that the cross, the blood that you shed, the price that you paid, may we never move away from the shadow of that cross. Lord, till our raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Thank you for the hope. Thank you for the bright hope that we have. And Lord, we pray that until that day, you'll make us faithful to you and also doing your work, accomplishing what you have in store for us to accomplish by your grace, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. That third verse. Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring it sin.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Glory, yes, sir. Thank you for the blood, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you for the blood. Thank you for your purchase. Lord Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory, yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.